During his daily briefing on the state response to the coronavirus pandemic, Governor Asa Hutchinson this afternoon announced the allocation of additional funding to purchase more personal protective equipment for the doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals working on the front lines of the outbreak. The state had previously allocated $30 million, but the governor says it's clear that won't be enough to last through the crisis.
So based upon what the legislature did in creating the COVID-19 Rainy Day Fund, I am announcing the approval of $45 million in additional funds to go toward purchase of the personal protective equipment, in addition, purchase of ventilators as they become available in the marketplace. We have to allocate those funds in advance in order to be able to get in the supply chain. And we're looking not just what we need tomorrow in 30 days, but we're having to look at what we need 60 days down the road.
Governor Hutchinson says he was on a call this morning with President Trump, Vice President Pence, and other governors. Since they're focusing on COVID-19 hotspots like New York City, California, and New Orleans, states like Arkansas are having a hard time getting into the PPE and ventilator supply chains to get what they need.
And so we're having to compete on a very difficult marketplace. I spoke with one supplier today and said his demand is 64% more than his capacity to produce. And that's a seller's market. They dictate the price. They dictate the terms to a certain extent. So we're having to work in that environment, and we're doing it by the state being engaged in larger purchases so that we can compete with the others that are around the country and internationally looking at the acquisition of the same thing we're trying to acquire.
The governor today also announced that under the Federal CARES Act passed last week, states will get funding to get them through the coronavirus crisis. The governor says he believes Arkansas will see about $1.25 billion. That money should start coming in soon, but he says it has to be allocated to costs related to the pandemic before the end of the year.
So today I've signed an executive order setting up a 15-member steering committee made up of my administration and six members of the General Assembly in order to guide and shape and make recommendations on the use of the federal money as they come in.
Also this afternoon, Arkansas Secretary of Health Nate Smith announced an additional death related to COVID-19, bringing the Arkansas total to 7. He says it's also the first death stemming from a case found in several nursing homes. At last check, there were 473 cases of coronavirus in the state, with 62 hospitalizations, which is 19 higher than the number reported yesterday. 21 of those patients are on ventilators. And efforts to flatten the curve mean Fayetteville Farmers Market will continue to be in the winter space at Evelyn Hills Shopping Center on College Avenue in the parking lot there. From 7 to 8 Saturday mornings, seniors will be able to shop, and the general public can shop from 8 to 1 on Saturdays. Vendors will be set up outside with ample spacing to accommodate social distancing, along with hand wash stations set up at entrances. The vendors will be limited to farm products and items listed as essential. Customers are asked to be aware of social distancing at all times and allow producers to package all products, eliminating any contact from customers touching products. Also, vendors are putting into effect ways alternative options can be used for transacting, with a preference for credit or debit transactions.